This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of the USA Prepares. Rich Sheepin's with us, and Rich, just as we're ending the last segment, I was watching our son pull the wagon, the hay wagon that we bought yesterday, off our trailer. Because we bought a wagon or a trailer, and we put it on a trailer to take it home, and he just hooked up a tractor to it, a 40-horsepower international tractor, and he pulled the hay wagon off the trailer, and now it's parked right outside the studio. So I'm looking at my brand new, to me, hay wagon. And it was made, you know, Rich, it's interesting. This hay wagon is like the wagons that you would get a hayride on. Looks just like that. It can be horse-drawn. It can be tractor-pulled. And it can carry between 6 and 8, well, easily 6 tons. That's pretty heavy. That's a lot of weight, an enormous amount of weight, 6 and 8 tons. So that was another tax deduction. And, you know, I'm thinking, would I rather have the price of less than 2 months of the average American going out, you know, buying a single person, just one, I don't mean a person that's not married, I just mean one person going out to eat for a month and a half is on the average that an American would spend going out to eat, whether it be breakfast, lunch, or dinner, just combine all that. A month and a half of that is what I paid for this hay wagon. And to me, that's a no-brainer. I'm not going to go out to eat if I can have a hay wagon instead. Why would I do that? And then when I'm all done, I have a hay wagon. You know, that's an asset. It's an asset that I can use, I can sell, I can treat it as an investment. It's useful. And that's, Rich, that's what you and I do. We buy what some people would consider toys, you know, big boy toys, big girl toys, and they're tax deductions. Where other people buy the big boy toys and big girl toys, and they're not tax deductions. It's crazy to, it'd be crazy to buy it and have it not be a tax deduction. To me. Absolutely crazy. So that, class, if you're interested in this lifestyle, we'll help you. And we're interested in finding out, is anybody interested in what we're saying? So what we've done is we've set up an email address. It's instructor at USA Prepares, USA, P-R-E-P-A-R-E-S. .com, instructor at USAPrepares.com. If you got a question, comment, concern, or you're interested in learning more about it, just let us know. Use that email address set up just for that, and we'd love to hear what your thoughts are. If you got something that you'd like to learn about on a broadcast, let us know. We'll talk about it. If you want us to call you and you think that, you know, you need some one-on-one discussion, we'll try to make that happen too. Rich, isn't that what we're trying to do?
Absolutely. And what I'd like to do is put an exclamation point on what we were just talking about. And I want to give reasons why our lifestyle, the hobby farm, the farmer, the self-sufficiency, whatever you want to call us, is all about. And I want to mention one last statistic before I go on to the next story, Vince. We never get through, folks. We never get through one-tenth of the things that we prepare for or want to discuss. It just doesn't happen. And anyway, to put an exclamation point on the debt credit situation, in 2007 of November, industrial production was just about 1% higher than it is now, right before the last big crash. And as we know, methods and all the so-called money printing and the QE and everything that was done to fix the last crash, it wasn't fixed. Okay, they doubled down, tripled down, quadrupled down, and that includes the debt and the whole integrity of the system from Wall Street to credit. Now, the second part of this statistic is very, very important. Today, consumption of durable goods are up 53%. Despite the fact that savings is less, wages is less because we're entering a stagflationary, actually we've been in a stagflationary situation for a long time, and that means that with credit collapsing and the yield curves flattening and about to invert this fall, of course it's all speculation because who knows what kind of book they're going to cook in this rigged system, but that's what the numbers are showing. That's just another reason why being self-sufficient, living below your means, knowing the fine line between needs and wants is so important. And Vince, we discussed this briefly. I sent you some articles we wanted to discuss. If it's okay with you, I'm just going to move on because this is so relevant to today's culture. And there's an article titled here, America, Trophy Culture. It's probably a week old article. Trophy Culture hijacks New Jersey high school cheer squad. Basically, what they're saying is that it doesn't matter if you're overweight, doesn't matter if you've worked hard, doesn't matter if you try out, doesn't matter if you produce proven results, doesn't matter about what your experience is. You can be a cheerleader at Hanover Park High School in New Jersey. So, parents, if you have students in this high school, get them out of there. Because when hard work, effort, proven results, and qualification doesn't mean anything, that's when society breaks down. That's when there's no value or appreciation in anything. And they talk about how competition is healthy and failure is healthy. That's called life of relativity, folks. When you don't have bad times, you're not going to appreciate the good times because that's just the way it is. And, you know, they talk about how these girls are not just throwing around pom-poms, but they're athletes, they're gymnasts, they're competitors. And this is the culture that we have now because this is what political correctness has done. We've talked about this so many times. I mean, there's so many great females out there who really talk about how the social justice warrior, the feminazi culture has destroyed America, and it's basically everything is sanctioned, America. Everything, that means everything discussed or viewed has to be approved by the elite because they own the five companies, the five mainstream media companies. And as we all know, their job is to manufacture perception, pity, guilt, and even manufacture ideology. And that's why, you know, you've heard me talk about how the videos that when they interview people and they say, oh, what do you think about Bernie Sanders saying this or doing this or saying that? And all the so-called liberal progressive people say, oh, great, great idea. And guess what? They all turned out to be Trump's ideas. So, you know, this is the example of the mainstream media manufacturing ideology and swaying public opinion and wanting to hold on to the narratives, the memes, themes, talking points, and the microphone. And these five companies, they don't just own TV and radio and newspaper and magazines, but production companies and publishing companies as well. I've gotten about 40 different offers over the years to do reality shows and documentaries about my lifestyle, but I did not have control of final editing. So basically what they were going to do is exaggerate things, edit things for the benefit of making it less informative and more shock jock, more basically selling the adventure of it and not teaching the people the skill sets that they need to learn. But I want you to
more sensational.
Listen to, yeah,
more sensational.
Absolutely. There's some really great women out there, folks, like Katie Hopkins from Rebel Media, Candace Owens, Red Pill Black. Just less than 2 years ago, she was a social justice warrior, a Democrat, a progressive. She admits this. And now she travels around the country giving talks. This lady is in her 20s. She's 100 times more articulate than I am. And she basically has said this: I don't want to be a victim because I'm a black female. Now, what has happened is that we've created, well, the elite have created these certain movements to lower the bars of standards and expectations. And that's what the divide and conquer strategy has done. Now, Vince, I've said my NFL analogy over the air a few times. And what that really is, folks, I'm going to make a long story short instead of saying the whole thing. It's the San Francisco excuses versus the Montana average Joes and their football teams. And it's an NFL analogy. And basically, the San Francisco excuses team said that we have victim group status or protectionist group status, so they only had to run the ball 50 yards for a touchdown, where the Montana average Joes had to run it 100 yards. Montana average Joes ended up losing the game by a couple of points at the very end. But here are the questions that is so relevant to today's American society and the so-called American exceptionalism, which does not occur anymore. Because we've lowered the bars of standards and expectations so much that we've destroyed American culture and traditions and heritage from within. When you reward mediocrity, you create a law of diminishing return country. So opportunity, knowledge, ingenuity, productivity, innovation, it's only available for the elite few. Now, I want you to listen to these questions regarding the NFL analogy or the football analogy that I referred to and relating to this particular story about this New Jersey high school. The six questions. First of all, do you respect the San Francisco excuses for their win? Question number two, do you think this creates synergy with the fans, players, and owners? Do you think, question number three, do you think this makes our country better and stronger regarding work ethic and results? Next question, do you think over time the people will continue to respect the game, the players, the rules, and the refs? Next question, do you think any individual plays by special rules, laws, and accountability just because of the victim group status will be respected? Next, do you think the NFL would prosper or even survive in a free market, supply and demand environment, like it has for the past decades, if we continue to have different rules, laws, and accountability for different players and teams? See, when you rig the game and you lower the bars of standards and expectations for a certain group, you continue to create this illusion of equality, which brings down the quality of life for everybody in America, where nobody can anymore, any longer control their own destiny. And
Rich, when we come back, I'd like to ask you, have you ever participated in a school event, let's say in elementary school, like a science fair? Have you ever competed in one of those? And it's relevant to what you're saying. We'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, Rich Cheban, you've been talking about competition and the quest to be the best, and how we're diluting that down in the United States, and now everybody's a winner. Have you participated in a science fair in your elementary school?
Let me tell you what I did. Will it be any of my elementary, middle school, or high school career? I wasn't into those fairs. I love like playing sports and football and all that stuff, but football was tough because it was hunting and fishing season, even though I lived in the suburbs in New York City. And I would travel up north to do what I did, especially in high school. From the age of 15, I used to go into the New York City nightclubs, and I used to dance all night and not sleep. And I did this up until my early 20s. Or mid-20s, and then I would drive 3 hours north and bring my fly rod to the Beaver Kill River and fish all day and not even sleep. I took advantage of every awake moment, and I felt like if I slept, I was missing out, because I just love life so much, and I take advantage of life wherever I am, whether it be New York City or Northwest Montana. So that being said, I feel that too many people, especially today's youth, are not taking advantage of life. They're letting social media and technology bring them down. That's why anxiety and loneliness, despair, suicides, obesity, and so many negative connotations are associated with the millennial generation. And I think we need to get back to nature and start thinking again, start networking, like you said earlier in the show, start communicating again, and not over social media, but by the fire, the campfire, and talking about hunting and fishing stories and sports and experiences and life and fun and telling jokes and not being politically correct. And that's what we need desperately, Vince.
Well, back in elementary school, I competed in several science fairs. And I'm gonna share you with our class what I did. One year, I built, and this is in the 1960s, in elementary school, I built a device that would let you modulate your voice and demodulate it. And literally, I could talk with a microphone across a distance on a light beam. I literally took a microphone signal, like kind of like the microphone I'm using now, but it was a very inexpensive one, and I modulated that signal, and I sent it with a parabolic reflector, like a flashlight reflector, across the distance, got picked up by a photocell, it got demodulated and amplified, and you could hear it out of a speaker. So literally, in the 1960s, you could talk on a light beam. And I won first prize. Another year, I built something called a capacity-operated relay using a vacuum tube. Now, the first one, the talking on a light beam, I used a transistorized amplifier. It had three transistors, capacitors, resistors, and a little power supply. And it worked. Absolutely worked. And the second one was a capacity-operated relay. And let me explain what that is. You've all kind of seen them, but here's what that means. As a person that has mass approaches a plate, there's a capacitance between that plate. And what I used was a piece of aluminum foil on top of an 8.5 by 11 piece of cardboard. It was like the back of a pad of cardboard. I used that, wrapped it in aluminum foil. I had a wire that went to this circuit, which was operated by a vacuum tube. And as you got close to it, you put your hand close to it. When you got about, a couple inches away, this circuit would recognize that you were there. And it would throw a switch, a relay. Now, what can you do with that? Well, that is the precursor to, you walk into a supermarket and the door opens automatically. It senses that you're there. So this was a really early version of that. I won first prize. Next year, I built a lie detector. And I took two pennies as electrodes, and I attached them to wires, and I built a vacuum tube amplifier that would measure the resistance across your chest. So the index finger on the left hand, index finger on the right hand, would be attached to wires to an amplifier, a vacuum tube amplifier I built, and you could measure the resistance on a meter. We'll be right back. I'll tell you a little bit more about this and why.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance with one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Pests, wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take my. When you go to the DC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, the lie detector was kind of a simple procedure. All you did was measure the person's reaction to the questions, and you've seen it on television. They ask some questions to establish a baseline. Then they ask the questions that they want to see if there's a reaction. You know, is your name Joe Smith? Yes. Do you live on 123 Easy Street? Yes. Are you 35 years old? Yes. Did you murder so-and-so? And so the body reacts to that startling question. And if you get that reaction, you can measure that electrically. across from one finger all the way across the arm to the chest and across the other arm to the other finger. And so I built this little amplifier that could amplify these minute electrical changes in the body. Now, I won first prize again. Now, I'm not bragging, and that's not what this is about. And if I had to prove it, I could find, you know, these entries that I had for the science fair. Now, I want to contrast that to today. So, I've got on my screen some science fair entries. These two girls are standing by their entry, and it says, Becky, that's a female's name, is a, and then they use a four-letter word that begins with C, a derogatory term that's used sometimes by people who are vulgar about women. That's her entry. Now, this is an elementary school child. Another one is really proud of his entry, and it's the aerodynamics of a bowl-shaped haircut. That's what this guy's really proud of. Another guy, this other guy's got experiments on a hobo, okay? He's got a hobo and he's done something to them, and I can't tell what he did. Another one is this elementary school girl. She's got glasses on, and she says, in her backdrop, says, I hate my blank braces. And the letter begins, the word that I left out begins with letter F. I hate my blank braces. This is an elementary school child who has entered this formally in the science fair. This other guy has one that says, is ham tasty? Ham, the meat, okay? The one that I think is unbelievable. Anybody have the nerve? I mean, this is not vulgar, but this gal says how to draw a blank. And she's got these squares outlined on her backdrop. And it says, the purpose, and in the square is nothing. It's blank. The problem, defined as nothing. There's a bar graph that has no bar graph. The conclusion has nothing in the square. The results, nothing. The procedure, nothing. This girl enters nothing. How to draw a blank as her science fair project. Right? Another one enters, how much lunch money do kids carry? Now, that's what he says. I would say children. How much money, lunch money, do kids carry? That's his science fair project. Another guy, will there be minorities in heaven? Oh, wow. Another one, moon babies. Another one is about mustaches. Another one, the perfect scrotum. The perfect scrotum. Now, this is America's entries into a science fair. Now, here's another one. Liquids I like to drink. Really? Okay. this is what we've come to in the United States. Entries. One more. Just one more. How many bees can I fit in my mouth? Now, the reason I mentioned my science fair projects is I earnestly did research, took months and months to come up with this at that age, you know, elementary school age, to create a really, I thought, innovative, interesting project. Now, the reason that it was kind of neat and the reason it was really neat winning first prize each time, and I believe I deserved it, because they were really cool. Really cool, innovative projects that no one else even thought of, and they worked. Now, that probably spurred me on, you know, that drive to be the best I could be at that age, spurred me on to be the best I could be throughout my entire life. Because I saw the results of hard work, and it was unbiased. Now, everybody wins. Now, how many bees can I fit in my mouth? I'm sure she's got a trophy for that. You know, this moron says, what does my rectal gas smell like? But he used a different word. Really? That is a science fair project? America. And
Vince, I just got to mention this article I'm looking at here. It's titled, "Do you know that 80% of Internet news consumed by people is referred by Google and Facebook?" 80%. So this is why it dovetailed with satire and banter for evening news shows and late night shows. I mean, it's not imaginable. Let's put it this way. It's very believable to see how dumbed down the American people are getting. This is why I always say that we're being distracted, dumbed down, and divided. And look at the social indoctrination in these colleges. Never mind elementary schools, where 90% of the degrees are close to worthless. Clemson University expecting certain people to be on time is racist. University of California has chill zones with mats and beanbag chairs for naps. University of Michigan says that Trump derangement syndrome has to enlist services of psychologists in a room full of Play-Doh and bubbles. University of Arkansas says we need to eliminate C grades and start with B minus level. Some colleges are saying that students are intimidated by masculine wood paneling. Some universities are hiring social justice warriors to tattletale on their own students' supposedly free speech. This is why the whole system needs to be revamped. We need to hire teachers who have had at least 15 years of private sector experience, successful private sector experience, and not hire so-called teachers at a school who's willing to sell out to the unions and the hierarchy above just for their own benefits, paychecks, and pensions. The whole system needs to be taken care of. And the only way parents are going to get people's attention is to homeschool their children, like you've done, Vince. 90% of the homeschool kids that I see have much better communication skills. They can look you in the eye. They're polite. Their work ethic, their timeliness, everything is superior to public school children today. Now, there are exceptions to every rule, as there always is. But that is the norm. And I'd say the great majority of kids that I hire to do work here are homeschooled children because they do what they say and they say what they do. But nobody's perfect. But, Vince, that's why I always try to dovetail ideas and solutions, because it's gotten to the point where things are now ridiculous. And most of it is under the category of political correctness. You know, there's a lot more than just affirmative action and quotas under for subsets under political correctness. And what it has done, and this is why I mentioned that story earlier about those cheerleaders. See, a lot of women were saying years ago, oh, we need to get rid of the male, we need to get rid of the white male, they're taking our jobs, this, that, and the other thing. But when you lower the bars of standards and expectations, decade after decade after decade after decade, and you reward mediocrity, there's no value or appreciation in everything. That includes work. And we even discussed this when Tucker Carlson and Mike Rowe had on Fox News had a conversation about that, of is there any more value in work? And I've given many examples to show that political correctness has eliminated that. And, you know, I got so many examples. You know, there's Rachel Tripp wrote a great piece, and it's titled, "Here's Why the Women's March Isn't Awful for Women." And they talk about words like women being patsies. It's a goal to elect more Democrats. They're being used. They're being disrespected. And there's another piece right here that talks about an article, "Infidel Women, Spoils of War," by Ray Ibrahim, on 217 of 2018. And I'm going to read an excerpt. And basically, all the Hollywood stars, the militant feminists, and the social justice warriors who are forever raging against sexism in the West, but who have nothing to say about Islam, female victims, are not defending women's rights, but useful idiots dedicated to subverting Western civilization, no less than the terrorists they have been apologizing and covering for. basically, most of the comments were about the Me Too movement being a distraction to cutting up babies and pedophilia. Now, that being said, we are letting the elite poison us against ourselves by holding on to the narratives and swaying public opinion. We can talk about all this stuff all day long, but the bottom line of the divide and conquer strategy has the consequences, has been lowering the bars of standards and expectations. And it happened in the workforce, and then it's metastasized like a cancer into the schools, into the families, into the divorce courts, which is somewhat, depending on what author you read, is somewhere in America now between 70 and 75%. And there's no difference in Christians versus the rest of the population. So as we allow the mainstream media and the aristocracy, who owns the talking heads, owns, bought and paid for, to demonize, discredit, and delegitimize through all mediums, especially through satire and banter, to the people who's shining light on this to try to benefit the people so they control their own destiny. We all have to stand up for one another.
We'll be right back.
We have a break coming.
We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows, and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I was talking with Nathan during the break, and it looks like a lot of those science fair projects that I was discussing are jokes. So I just want to make sure that we let you know that. It looked to me like, you know, they could be real, but evidently Photoshop can be used to make people, well, we've talked about this, put people in places where they haven't been. I wanted to mention something, Rich, that you said. You're talking about Clemson University, right? And did you say that timeliness is considered racist? Is that what you said? Or could be considered racist?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, let's put a little, let's connect the dots there. Dr. Judy Wood, one of USA Prepare's senior instructors, used to teach at Clemson University in Clemson, South Carolina. Now, Dr. Judy Wood is a PhD professor, or was, or instructor, and in mechanical engineering. So she wrote a book called 9/11, Where Did the Towers Go? Evidence of Energy or Directed Energy Weapons. She, right after publishing that book, she lost her job. So at Clemson University, where she taught. And she's been on the air with us many times, probably close to 11 times, 11 one-hour broadcasts about Where Did the Towers Go? And we were going through her book, which is like a coffee table book, page by page by page. So, interesting. So she writes this, the definitive encyclopedia as to where the towers went, evidence of directed energy weapons, and she loses her job. And that's Clemson University, the same university you're talking about where timeliness for meetings is considered racist. So exactly how do, so do you have classes like whenever people show up, and if there's students who show up at a class, well, we'll have it. Well, heck, we'll have it anyway, even if no one shows up on time. Is that what you do? How would that work? Makes no sense to me. Racist. So let's not be racist. We'll just have anything goes. We'll have a free-for-all. That way we won't be racist. It's nuts. Absolutely nuts. How about if you go shopping and you go, hey, wow, I went shopping and they weren't open. You know, I was there on my time. Who do they think they are? You know, closing at 9 o'clock at night. Who do they think they are? You know, here I am. I'm a customer. I have rights. How come the store isn't open? Wow. We're going down. It's clear to me. Okay, Rich, back to you.
All right, Vince. Well, I got a short list here of things that have recently been considered racist. Bulletproof glass, trees on a golf course, yoga, Disney movies. Pardon me while I laugh. Milk. Apparently whites don't have enough lactose intolerance.
Right, can we go back to bulletproof glass? Why is bulletproof glass? Why is bulletproof glass on the list?
Apparently, from what I read, it's a connotation or an implication that there's a bad neighborhood there. So it's racist.
Okay, I walked into a bank in Lebanon, Missouri, years ago. I'd never been there. And they had bulletproof glass. Okay? So you walk into the lobby, and there the tellers are behind bulletproof glass. And they said, "Can you help me?" And I was looking around. I looked at the ceiling. I looked all around. I did a 360. Did another 360, and I said, "I don't think so. I don't feel so safe here. You guys are so afraid you're behind bulletproof glass, and I'm not. So I don't think I need to be here." And I left. I told them I'm on the wrong side of the bulletproof glass.
See, now you can tell them that they're racist. Well, I got a couple of words. I mean, this should actually be tongue-in-cheek satire. Math, camouflage, Lucky Charms. Saying you're not a racist is being a racist. Welcome to America.
Huh. Saying you're not a racist is racist.
Yep.
Saying you're not a racist. Okay. Well, I don't know if I've ever said I'm not a racist. I have some very dear black friends, but I don't think I say I'm not a racist. I just don't say anything. Why would I? Why would I say anything like that? Rich Eben, offgridmontana.com. Thanks so much.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.